This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McLean.
Coronavirus cases are impacting life from coast to coast in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue.
All bars and restaurants in at least 8 states are required to close at least part of the day. Santa Clara County in California has been the epicenter of cases of the coronavirus in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dr. Sarah Cody is the local health officer.
These new orders direct all individuals to shelter at their place of residence and maintain social distancing of at least 6 feet from any other person when outside their residence.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine points out Tuesday is presidential primary election day.
It is clear that tomorrow's in-person voting does not conform and cannot conform with these CDC guidelines.
DeWine wants to push the Ohio primary back to June. I'm Ed Donahue.
45 young, healthy volunteers were scheduled Monday to begin taking an experimental coronavirus vaccine at a research facility in Seattle, Washington, one of the U.S. cities hardest hit by the virus so far. The vaccine's being developed by the National Institutes of Health and a private biotech company. Rebecca Searle is one of the first to receive the experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
I really, really hope that it works and it's able to be used publicly and become widely available for everyone. You know, there's obviously a certain amount of nerves associated with it, you know, as any experimental trial is going to be. You know, I hope it works. I hope there is no crazy side effects.
And Neil Browning says he's participating because of his kids.
You know, every parent wants their children to look up to them, and giving them something worthwhile, in my opinion, for them to look up to is important.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several African governments have closed borders, restricted flights, and implemented strict quarantines meant to curb the spread of the coronavirus. For VOA, Simon Marks reports on COVID-19's economic impact.
The United Nations says it now estimates Africa's GDP rate will fall from 3.2% to 1.8% this year. Vira Hasongwe is Secretary General of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
This is going to deal a very severe blow to growth, even though the numbers of cases on the continent are quite small. Just look at that. Africa does not seem to be directly affected. But then when you go to the economics, and I think that is where the big story is for Africa, we are being severely affected.
Over the weekend, Kenya shut its borders to foreigners, while Ghana banned entry to anyone who had visited a country with the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks. South Africa, which is already in a recession, has declared a national state of emergency and banned travel to and from China, Europe, and the US. Simon Marks for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
A message from US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Iraq.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Iraqi Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi on Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when an Iraqi base camp came under rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. U.S. retaliatory strikes late Thursday and early Friday hit 5 weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Kataib Hezbollah in Iraq. The commander who oversees U.S. operations in the Middle East warned that the threat from Iran and its proxies remains high. Iraq's Joint Operations Command called the U.S. strikes a blatant attack in a tweet on Friday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
With fears of coronavirus pandemic sweeping the U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have staged virtual rallies on Monday, a day ahead of presidential nominating primaries in 4 states. The Biden is expected to win handedly. They held a face-to-face debate Sunday night in a television studio without an audience. Hundreds of inmates have escaped from at least 4 prisons in the state of Sao Paulo after local officials canceled their temporary exits because of fears they could bring the new coronavirus back with them upon their return. Sao Paulo State Penitentiary Administration Secretariat said in a statement Monday night that 174 inmates had already been recaptured. Brazilian media said more than 1,000 inmates could still be on the loose. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.